Yerushalmi Masasheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoreis, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amad Aleph, on the fourth line, Masnisen. Masnisen de Bekiva, he should say, Delay Kerub Yishmol. The Mishnah that prohibited buying water and salt with Masasheni money, but therefore allows fish, grasshoppers, and mushrooms, this follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva and not Rabbi Yishmol. As we're going to see now, Rabbi Yishmol, Dorish, Benosata Akesev, Bechol Asher Tav Benafshecha, Klal, Babaka Basoin Bayan Beshecha Prat, Avholasha Tabinafshaha Hari Klal Acher. Kalu Patu Klal, Yata Don Elekena Prat, Loi Malach Maha Prat, Mufurash, Dovashu Vlad, Vladoitha Oretz, Av Ainli Ela Dova, Shu Vlad, Vladoitha Oretz. Rabbi Shmuel expounded from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yudale Pasuk Chof Vav. It says there, and you shall turn that money into whatever your soul desires. And we say that is a generalization. Then another quote. It says cattle, sheep, wine or beer, and we say those are specifications. And then the Pasuk says, or whatever your soul desires, that's another generalization. When there's a generalization, then a specification, then another generalization, you only include that which is like the specification, just as the specifications are things that grow from the ground or things that are derived from that, so too one must purchase something which grows from the ground or something derived from that. Rabbi Kiva, Mefarash, Ma'aprat, Mefarash, Dorashu Pri, Vlad, Vlad Pri, Umachshire Pri, Af Ainli Ela, Dorashu Pri, Vlad Pri, Umachshire Pri. Rabbi Kiva explained that just as the specification is a product, it comes from a product, means, for example, wine comes from grape pulp, and it gives flavor to other products, such as wine, which is used to flavor a dish. So, too, one must purchase something that is a product, it comes from a product, and it gives flavor to other products. So what's the practical difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva? Fish, grasshoppers, and mushrooms may be bought with Masa Sheni money according to Rabbi Akiva. Chagai says that the Mishnah taught about one who inadvertently used Masa Sheni money to buy produce outside Yerushalayim. This teaches that one can't transfer the Kedusha of Masa Sheni money onto produce that is outside Yerushalayim. Amar Koimi Rabbi Avina, Rekalfi, Amar Koimi Rabbi Yirmiya, Rekalantorei, Rataninan, Mois Yerushalayim and Peris and Medina. Rabbi Chagai said it in front of Rabbi Avina and he praised it. He said it in front of Rabbi Yirmiya and he criticized it, asking from the later Mishnah in the third parak where it says that if a person had Masa Sheni money in Yerushalayim and Chulin produce outside Yerushalayim, he may exchange it by saying a certain text. And this shows that one may transfer money onto produce that is outside Yerushalayim. Shnihi Shaya, it should say Echad Mokim. The Gemara rejects that note. That's different because one of the two means the money or the produce are inside Yerushalayim. Kadnafik, Rabbi Chagai, Ashkachtani, Mois, the Peyus, Yerushalayim, Mois, the Peyus, Medina, Amma Ishmiya, Rabbi Yumiya, Hadamilsa, Yoris country. When Rabbi Chagai left, he discovered a brisa that taught that if they are both inside or both outside Yerushalayim, then one may transfer. He said that if Yerushalayim would have heard that brisa, he would certainly have had his question. By Mechza Beis, so as a result of this brisa, Rabbi Chagai wished to retract his ruling. Amalei Rav Zeira, Loitachzobach, Damari Loza, Dubmeya, Verabonon, Demai ha bevadai loi. Rav Zeira said to Rav Chagai, "No, don't retract, as the Rilaza explained that the Mishnah in the third perek follows all opinions, even though Rav Meir and the Chacham disagreed in a Mishnah in Maseches Demai over exchanging Demai. But certain Tevel would be different. According to Rav Imi, who said that the Mishnah in the third perek is the opinion of Rav Meir, then both Demai and certain Tevel are the same."